This is John Eastern. I'm interviewing Coach Dave Pates, who is the girls' golf coach now in your
22nd year.
22nd year of coaching. I know you were the boys' coach and the girls' coach for a while, and now 22nd year as the girls' golf coach.
Right.
Congratulations on that accomplishment. And also you're off to a really good start to your season this year. Lady Giants are 8-5 in dual meets and coming off a really great finish, Marion County tournament, third in the MIC, second in the Marion County tournament. Talk about your team.
Well, the we had great expectations for the year. We returned four of our top five, and on paper we were probably the best returning team I've ever coached. Due to some injuries, some setbacks in the summer and so on and so forth, we really didn't get out of the gates as well as we'd liked, but I think the last week and a half of 2 weeks we've played the way I thought this team would play. We are happy with our second place finish in county, although realistically, we knew we were contending for the championship. It was basically a two-horse race between us and Perry. Perry played very well. They deserved to win. They shot 340. We shot 346. And third place was 388. It kind of shows you that it was just basically two teams fighting for the championship. So we're proud of our accomplishments. We did definitely play better, and we took a step forward yesterday in Marion County, although we would love to win the championship.
When you play in the MIC conference, of course, you're playing in some of the best programs in the state, no matter what the sport, be it golf, be it swimming, be it, with Carmel, what they do every year in swimming and cross country or football or basketball. So what's it like to try to put together a program here at Ben Davis that competes in the MIC?
It is very difficult. If you drive north of our city, you can see just tons of golf up there. You know, Zionsville, Noblesville, Hamilton Southeastern, Fishers, Carmel, all those are ranked in the top 10 in the state this year. So it's a hotbed for golf, and having Carmel in the conference is always going to be competitive. Center Groves had a nice team as well, and they are traditionally pretty good. This year, Carmel was definitely the best team. I mean, they beat Center Grove by almost 40 strokes, and then Center Grove beat us by about 30 strokes. So it was quite a disparity in terms of scores. It is difficult. I mean, our kids don't grow up on the country club. They don't belong to country clubs. Our work ethic is great. The kids do a lot of work in the off season. We take advantage of the opportunities we have. And I've been able, by having a junior high program and by running camps and so forth, I've been able to compete with those teams, if not contend against them.
And your sport kind of exists, I don't want to say in silence, but you guys don't get a lot of attention because you start the year prior to when everyone gets back to school. You kind of finish up early in the fall. What's it like trying to build a program in that kind of atmosphere as well?
Yeah, it's really different because when I was the boys coach, we would have a 3-week preseason. The girls have 2 days preseason. We start tournaments as quick as we can. Actually, this year with the last couple of years being on the balanced calendars really hurt because a lot of schools will play almost half their season prior to school starting. They'll go out and play 18-hole tournaments. And some schools have, play four, five, six events. We're not able to do that anymore because of the balanced calendar. So we've tried to load our weekends. We play almost every weekend with an 18-hole tournament. But it is, we're a week away from sectionals. Football's just getting going. Volleyball's just getting going. And we're going to have our sectional next Friday. So it is a very compact season. They do that primarily because of weather. I mean, they're trying to make sure everything's done by the time you get through the state finals. It traditionally, the state finals has always been kind of a little bit of iffy weather anyhow, the way it is. If we extended it much longer than that, I'm sure that's the reason the IHSA does what they do.
Well, Coach, we know that your season's coming down here. Good luck in sectional, and we'll be following you through the tournament.
Thank you very much.
And thank you once again, Coach, for stopping by. Lady Giants Golf opens up its sectional September the 16th. Amazing. It's already happening. We'll be following them through the state tournament, so keep it locked in to Giant 90.9. For Coach Dave Pates, I'm John Easter.